Welcome to today's Vrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Balloon Fest committee member and balloon pilot Jason Hartson joins us on today's program to talk about the 5th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest from a pilot's perspective.
A special week for balloon pilots all over the area. It's the annual Red Rock Balloon Fest, the 5th of its kind. First of all, let folks know what you do for your involvement. You're kind of a part of the folks who organize balloon pilots and get them set for the big weekend and a big competition as well.
Yes, I'm involved with a committee, have been for now 3 years. Part of my role is to find targets for us to fly to, also organize pilots, sponsorship matches, and just try to get everybody involved, try to bring that community involvement together.
And you're a pilot yourself, and how long have you been a balloon pilot, and how has that experience helped you with this event?
I've been a balloon pilot for about 4 years. As far as help with organizing the event, it helps immensely knowing what, as a pilot, you're looking for, what you want to see in an event, what you expect to kind of do for the crowd, for your spectators.
And if this is the first time that someone's going to Balloon Fest, what can they expect when the launches go on, whether it's for competition or just for show? What can they expect when they see the balloons, especially on a nice, calm summer evening like you're hoping for, I'm sure?
Well, they can see a lot of beauty. First of all, the different shapes and sizes of the balloons, the colors, really brings a big rainbow of colors into the sky. The other things that we have going on, we've got multiple different activities down at the North Overlook Beach area. We've got kayaking, we've got some swimming, we've got a beer garden available for adults, we've got a DJ coming out Friday night, we've got a band Saturday night, we've got all kinds of family-oriented events scheduled for the weekend, and it's all free.
And it all starts with the Thursdays in Pella demonstration that's unofficially a part of the festivities, but downtown Pella, you'll have a little bit of a show as to how to be a crew member for a pilot, is that right?
Thursday night, we're going to have a gentleman uptown selling some rides, and we're also going to, over by the post office intersection, try to set up and stand up a balloon, weather permitting, obviously, but give everybody a close-up view of what a balloon looks like, what the basket looks like, all the equipment involved, some of the things that each crew member could be doing or helping. So there are definitely volunteer opportunities out there for people if they want to come out and be involved.
And for you, when you go up in the air, first of all, what is it like for you? And really, what was the reasoning for you to go up there for the first time?
That's always been kind of a lifelong dream, to go and fly in a hot air balloon. Started, you know, almost 20 years ago, and got an invitation to go for a ride. But it's just a peaceful, serene, calm feeling. It's kind of an escape, a getaway from, you know, the day-to-day grind that we all deal with.
And for those who are also fellow pilots, what do you hear about this event? How do they respond to seeing maybe Lake Red Rock going down and seeing the Des Moines River or seeing the rolling hills of Marion County, if you will?
Well, it is the only event, I think, within the state. There are some others around that actually flies over a lake like this that is this large. The scenery is just immaculate from that point of view, which will be interesting now with the construction going on down at the Lake Red Rock project. So it'll be a wonderful event.
Let folks know why sometimes, you know, it could seem like a normal day for most people. It's a very, I don't want to say dangerous element, but certainly the weather can play a big factor in what happens this weekend. Let folks know what kind of conditions are ideal for balloons.
Obviously, ideal conditions, we're talking about winds under 10 miles an hour on the surface. Even up in the air, a few thousand feet, we'd still like them to be somewhat calm. Just for safety purposes, you know, equipment, safety, launch sites can be kind of tight. We want to make sure that all our pilots and everybody on the ground are safe. That's our biggest aspect.
You're going to be flying this weekend, is that right?
Yes, this will actually be my first year being able to fly in the Red Rock event. We've gathered enough sponsors. We've found enough people to contribute to our event and continue to grow our community event. And so I get to fly this year. It'll be kind of a nice feeling as a committee member to be able to get up and fly and be part of my own event.
And what are you hoping to get out of the weekend flying? Just to enjoy it, or are you going to be in competition, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's some competition going on. But for me, not necessarily competitive on the gung-ho side of that, but I just want to fly and see the town and see Lake Red Rock from that point of view, and it'll be just fun to be there.
That concludes today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.